What kind of hostility do Christians encounter? When does hostility become persecution? And how can we respond? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is Standing Firm, A Christian Response to Hostility and Persecution. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Standing Firm is written by scientist Dr. Jesse Yao. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Standing Firm, A Christian Response to Hostility and Persecution. It's Friday afternoon, September the 4th. We're coming to you live, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is a simple game we like to play with our listeners. Your participation is absolutely vital for this to work. We kind of step out on a limb every time we do this on Issues Etc., hoping that our listeners will listen to the sound bites. 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 4 very good ones this week. And then put a little thought into a vote. That is, why are you voting for the sound bite you're voting for? And then please let us know where you listen. And that's all you need to tell us. If you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, when you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, phone call voters get to vote first. You can also vote via email. We get that right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send your vote to us via Twitter at IssuesETC or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and leave your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Please remember your city and state so we know where you're listening. The first soundbite this week comes, oh, by the way, you can also get the LPR bundle package. One person will get it, the best vote on this Friday afternoon. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It's Molly Ziegler-Hemingway on Hillary Clinton's comparison of pro-lifers to terrorists.
Extreme views about women, we expect that from some of the terrorist groups. We expect that from people who don't want to live in the modern world. But it's a little hard to take coming from Republicans who want to be the president of the United States, yet they espouse out-of-date and out-of-touch policies.
What's interesting about that is that her first statements on these organ harvesting videos were that they were quite disturbing. But something must have happened because within days she was back to marching the party line, and Planned Parenthood was extremely displeased with her for throwing them under the bus right at the height of their PR crisis. And I think they expect her to support them when they are in need in the same way that they support her with her necessary campaign funds. That's not surprising. What is surprising is that she's matching their hyperbolic statements and their dramatic take on things. It's one thing for Planned Parenthood to try and paint opponents of abortion as extremists on an average day, but they're doing it at a time when we're all witnesses to what they do in terms of making money off of the chopping up and sale of human organs is entirely another. She's got above and beyond. Comparing pro-lifers to terrorists in this climate is beyond what she needed to do to get Planned Parenthood back on board with her. But I do think they will want to make sure that she is towing the party line from here on out.
That's soundbite number one, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway on Hillary Clinton's comparison of pro-lifers to terrorists. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, September the 4th, you will need to give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two this week comes from Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch, answering the question, why does he refer to ISIS, the Islamic State, as an apocalyptic death cult?
They constantly reiterate that they love death. They say, we will win because we love death more than you love life. And so in the first place, so they're setting themselves up as the primeval foes of all those who love life and all those who love creation, because they love death and they love destruction. And the apocalyptic part is quite direct. It's not at all metaphorical in the sense that they hope to provoke Armageddon, the final struggle. between the forces of good and the forces of evil, in which they say they're the forces of good, but I don't believe that's quite true. And they intend to bring about that battle at a town in northern Syria called Dabiq, where the Islamic prophecies say that the final battle will come. And they think that this is going to happen after they conquer Rome and Europe and then Israel by 2022, and then the Americans will come meet them at Dabiq, and that will be the last Armageddon battle.
That's soundbite number two, Robert Spencer, on why ISIS is an apocalyptic death cult. If you'd like to vote for that one as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. You can always vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We've left space there for your votes. Soundbite number three for your consideration on this Friday afternoon comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. Here he is describing how Jesus responds to senseless violence.
When these people come to Jesus and ask him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices, Jesus' response seems to indicate he knows what they're thinking, which is, well, these men must have done something. They must have committed some sin to merit this kind of divine wrath that God would allow Pilate to treat them this way. But Jesus just says, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? No, and I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So in all of this, basically, Jesus does what the scriptures do from the beginning of the Old Testament to the end of the New Testament, which is there are certain times when the scriptures will say this happened to such and such person because of the sins that this person had committed. But there are many instances in which that's not the case. And the ultimate point of the thing is this is evidence that we're living in a sinful world. This is not how God created the world to be. This sorrow is not something that God wants his children to endure. So God's going to send his son into this world to die for the sins of the world, to restore creation, to bring about peace and tranquility by triumphing over these sins on the cross, so that everyone who has perpetrated these sins, Jesus responds by forgiving that sin. Everyone who is victimized by these sins, Jesus responds by giving them victory over these sins, by shedding his blood for their own transgressions, and by giving them the right to have eternal life in his name.
That's Pastor Hans Feeney, soundbite number three. If you'd like to vote for it, just say soundbite number three. Tell us why you're voting and where you listen. He's talking there about how Jesus responds to senseless violence. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. And our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. Get ready to vote, because here's the fourth soundbite for you to consider as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Scott Klusendorf, we were talking about the abortion debate in the ninth Planned Parenthood video. Here he is explaining why the abortion debate can't focus solely on either side's stories.
When pro-lifers try to take the focus of the abortion debate away from the act of intentionally killing an innocent human being and placing it on women telling their stories about how abortion harmed them, we are going to lose that fight if the debate gets framed around stories. And here's why. The other side has a living woman right in front of them that can say, hey, that abortion saved my life. I had to have it. And even if you think it was wrong, don't impose your views on me when I would have lost everything I know had I not had access to safe and legal abortion. That narrative is not going to be overcome by our side simply telling its subjective stories. The only way to fight that is exactly the way you just said. You show the imagery of what abortion is, and the sickening reality of what that is overcomes the subjective stories that you get from the other side.
That's soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, why the abortion debate can't focus solely on either side's stories. That's soundbite number four. Those are the four soundbites for you. Now it's your turn. We need your votes for one of those four soundbites. And this break is a great time to give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or your tweet, at Issues ETC, or right there at our Facebook fan page. There's space for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week next.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I think every man, every Christian should consider, at least, the possibility of God calling him into the holy ministry.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Because that's the way that God has designed for faith in Christ Jesus to be spread, for the gift of eternal life that Christ Jesus earned by his death and resurrection to be shared with people, by the washing of baptism for infants and for adults, for the instruction, the proclamation of the word that happens on a nonstop basis in God's kingdom. God uses people, he uses men to be those proclaimers, to be those men who share the sacraments.
If you've ever considered becoming a pastor, contact Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their phone number, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, the 4th of September. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. We had some visitors in the studio earlier today. They got the LPR bundle package, and that's the only way you can actually get it. If you want to have it, is to come and visit us, or you have the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. We'll send it to you absolutely free if you have the best vote. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page where we've left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Is it soundbite number one, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, on Hillary Clinton's terrorist pro-life comparison? Soundbite number two, Robert Spencer, why is ISIS an apocalyptic death cult? Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, how Jesus himself responds to senseless violence? Or soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf on the abortion debate and why it can't focus solely on either side's stories that they like to tell. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, send a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Cheryl is listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney's, because it reminded me of Luke 24:46, where Jesus tells his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations." And I think that we need to hear the repentance and forgiveness of sins proclaimed in every sermon, and if we don't, we better say something.
Cheryl, thank you very much for listening in Indianapolis, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Up in Canada, here is Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I'm calling from BC, Canada, and I am voting for soundbite number 4. All of them were excellent, but soundbite number 4 really spoke to me because I think the whole idea of stories can really cloud the issue of what is happening to the babies. And so that's why I'm voting for number 4.
Carol, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Canada. Always nice to hear from our neighbors from the north. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page where you can vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. In St. Louis, Steve is on the line. Hi, Steve.
I am voting for number 4.
And why is that?
And part of the reason is it's the same way when we preach the gospel. If we look at subjective experience, we can always say, Jesus did this for me as far as, okay, I got a car because I, you know, prayed hard enough and I needed a car. There's always somebody on the other side of the fence that can say, well, I did drugs and felt better. Just by using subjective experience, we really don't prove anything. And it just struck me how his statement compared to how we preach the gospel, that we have to look at objective fact, not subject feelings.
Steve, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Issues Etc. is brought to you in part today by Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. This is the time of the year when you're a grandparent, you're a parent, you're thinking about those kids in high school, you're thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to have to pick a college for this kid. Let me recommend Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. I was through there a couple weeks ago. Absolutely beautiful river town up there. It has small classes. It has attentive faculty. It has affordable degrees. Check them out on the web, blc.edu, blc.edu, or give them a call toll free. They'll answer any questions you have. 800-944-3066, Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. Colette has a vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. She says, actually, I listened to the whole session from yesterday's 9th Planned Parenthood video, and his whole position was such common sense, intelligence, and compassion. The heart-wrenching but vital videos from the Center for Medical Progress should stop many in their tracks, and yet I still find people arguing for women's rights to healthcare, using exactly the position that Mr. Klusendorf stated, which is one of subjectivity as opposed to objectivity. I will be mindful of this when I am in debate on these topics to direct the conversation away from stories to the fundamental question of, is this a human being? Colette, thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio, I often say. Chris listens in St. Peter's, Missouri. Chris says, I'm voting for soundbite number 1 because it speaks to the abortion industry and lets us know exactly where Mrs. Clinton stands. Chris, thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Missouri. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 4, Scott Klusendorf, explaining why the abortion debate can't focus solely on either side's stories.
When pro-lifers try to take the focus of the abortion debate away from the act of intentionally killing an innocent human being and placing it on women telling their stories about how abortion harmed them, we are going to lose that fight if the debate gets framed around stories. And here's why. The other side has a living woman right in front of them that can say, hey, that abortion saved my life. I had to have it. And even if you think it was wrong, don't impose your views on me when I would have lost everything I know had I not had access to safe and legal abortion. That narrative is not going to be overcome by our side simply telling its subjective stories. The only way to fight that is exactly the way you just said. You show the imagery of what abortion is, and the sickening reality of what that is overcomes the subjective stories that you get from the other side.
That's winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your vote. Soundbite number 4, Scott Klusendorf. The abortion debate can't focus on stories. The winner of the LPR bundle package is Colette. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted. Folks, you still have 2 days, just 2 days left to order an audio DVD of the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. If you weren't able to attend the conference, we'll send it to you for a suggested contribution of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. You can place your order by check, make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please be sure to write Conference Audio DVD in the memo line of your check. You can also order online. Just click the audio DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. You'll find more than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on the audio DVD of the 2015 Making the Case Conference. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions. We're going to be in the Lord's Prayer, starting a conversation with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House about Our Father Who Art in Heaven, and every single word of that introduction to the Lord's Prayer makes a difference, and it helps orient us onto what Christ has actually given, the tremendous, unbelievable gift that he has given us of his own prayer to pray in his name to his Father. That's Monday on Issues Etc. with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House, the introduction to the Lord's Prayer in our series on the Lutheran Confessions in Luther's Large Catechism. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.